Let's get you.
It's like the library podcast.
Usually we loud up in these streets, but today it's a special podcast because we have a special guest.
ASMR.
We have a special guest today on Modern Day Philosophy. Go ahead and state your name, please.
It's not Monday.
I said Modern Day Philosophy. Oh. That's the podcast.
Shannon.
Whoa, yeah. This is gonna get good, bro.
Oh my god.
We're interviewing her. She has a YouTube channel. Go follow her. Follow. Subscribe.
I don't know what it is, so don't ask me what it is.
Bro, you're the one with the YouTube, bro.
It's like
it's subscribe.
Yeah, it is subscribe. Yeah. It's IHY Shan.
Something. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're talking about your name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't know your own fucking YouTube name.
I think that's what it is. I haven't uploaded in a while.
Don't you have a video coming out, bro?
Yeah, probably not. I don't like how it's finalized.
Anyway, we don't know what we're going to talk about, but tune in.
Yes, we do.
All right, she knows what we're going to talk about. I don't know what we're going to talk about. All right. Let's get y'all back. We're good. This is our second take because Shannon out here giving out socials. So, here we are. So, who are you again? One more time for the
Shanahan.
Ah. All right. So, Shannon, what are we talking about today?
First, I don't know.
Can I just ask you questions and you just answer?
Sure.
Whew, this is going to get high up in this library.
Wait, have you ever watched Silent Library?
Yeah, I have.
Good show. Simpler times.
Yeah. All right, so what made you want to get into YouTube at I Hate Shanahan? I Hate Shannon. Shan. Shan. It'll be in the link. It'll be in the description.
I'm broke and I like attention.
Classic case.
Yeah.
Classic case.
More so, that I like attention.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
And I like to stare at myself while I edit and critique myself. Wow. No, I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, you're sounding real.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, we want you to be. This podcast is all about being real. We're real people.
Who's on your shirt?
Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, I can't tell. Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, so, YouTube. Do you have any goals for your YouTuber as of right now? What you trying to do?
What are you doing?
I was gonna plug my phone in, but
you're
I just
getting pretty
me.
Fidgety.
You're making me nervous.
Golly. Oh yeah, my tear-stained clothes is making you nervous. My no makeup face and my tears streaming down my face is making you nervous. What was the question?
Alright. Oh, you have any goals for YouTube?
Just, you know, to put out mediocre content.
Fuck. I feel that.
Yeah.
That's deep, really.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have goals for it. It's just something that I find fun.
I see. Who is Shannon?
Oh my god.
Like, what's a one defining trait of you? Since we're seeing you on YouTube now, we want to know who the fuck is Shannon.
Let's see how many subscribers I have.
Okay, while you're doing that, can you answer the question? Because you're kind of on a podcast.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Okay.
A defining trait?
Yeah, you're like, when people say Shannon, what's the one thing you want them to see that is you?
I see that.
Yeah. Don't make that face. Don't make that face. You look like Crimson Chin when you do that face.
Bro, can you answer my question, bro?
I don't know. I don't have any defining traits. I'm just a basic bitch.
God, man. This podcast is
like... What about you?
I
have 19 subscribers. Mm-hmm.
You're doing your thing out here. I think a characteristic I would want people to see would be ambitious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you actually ambitious?
Hell to the fuck yeah. I reach for every, I make goals and reach them daily. And if I don't, okay. I do it tomorrow.
So you procrastinate?
If I don't do it that day, yeah.
Interesting.
But best believe it will be done.
Hmm.
So how's the mental state going? How are you feeling?
You know. Some days I want to get ran over by a semi. Some days I just am having a grand old time. It's either or.
I feel that. When's your birthday, by any chance?
August 4th. Know.
August 4th? It's interesting. August 4th, that makes you a Leo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
Some people, when I tell them that I'm a Leo, they're like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
It's half and half. Leos are usually, like, really strong-willed people. So, because they're, you know.
So not me.
That's what I said was interesting. Because their main animal is a lion. Leo, like lion?
Yes, okay. Thank you for that.
Do you feel like you're a lion sometimes?
No. Yeah. No.
You feel like you have the eye of the tiger, like Katy Perry says?
Is that an 80s song?
I mean, it is, but Katy Perry says that in Roar. I got the eye
of the tiger. What's the next word?
Is it the fire?
I don't know.
So if I could have said anything, you would have fucking known. Though. Oh my god, yo. Honestly, Shannon's such a pleasure to have in class, bro.
Oh god. Let's talk about what we were talking about today. Let's talk about what we were arguing about.
In the house?
Yes. Okay. Let's see,
God,
like...
Yeah, this is going to get good, bro. Okay. So, I really want y'all to get back to me on this. So, me and my friend, fuck it. Y'all know who the fuck it is. Me and Casper. We have a friend named Shannon.
Now, A.K.A.
You.
No, A.K.A. Shanahan.
Yeah. And so, Shanahan, she be coming to us with her problems, you know? And me and Casper, we were born problem solvers. So born problem solvers. We were problem solving since we were infants.
Okay.
So whenever someone comes to us to a problem that we care about, we think that it's our job to help the person we care about to help them get out of their situation.
Which isn't a bad thing.
I know. It's not a bad thing. But in this case, it's a bad thing because...
Don't go too into depth, but you can, like, grace the surface. Yeah.
Shannon has some issues that she wasn't really looking for solutions for.
That's not...
Not solutions. No. More like... Not looking for solutions, but...
I have my seatbelt on still.
Yo, you might need this. This might get crazy, right? Not that she was looking for solutions, but she was looking for more of, like, I don't know, support. I would say maybe support.
Yeah, support's
other
a better
than,
word.
Like, us, more support than solution. But to us, solutions are support, because then you're not in the situation anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's what we were arguing about, because she felt like we were taking her problems in and making it into a problem that it was our problem when it's only about her. And we're trying to tell her that we care about her. So, like, we're not taking in your problems, but we also wouldn't want you to be, like, in pain or suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you feel about that, then? Because they know how I feel. They got 2 seasons worth of podcasts.
2 seasons? Wow.
I'll be moved. I'm telling you. Watch out now. Joe Rogan, watch out, bro!
Okay.
I'm playing with you, I'm playing.
Or Joe Budden, or whatever his name
is.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. He's good. Yeah, he is good.
I used to think it was because someone used to watch him, and I used to think he said Joe Biden instead of Joe Budden. So I was like, what?
People are watching hours and hours of Joe Biden on podcast.
I was like, there's no way it's like the Joe vice Biden. President.
I want Joe Biden. I need Joe Biden.
Vibing with Biden. Anyway.
Vibing with Biden.
Okay, so I think this is what I was trying to do. I was coming to you for advice and not necessarily solutions, but just advice, I would say. And I never wanted you to take it on yourself, you know, to where the point you where you guys actually get mad that I relapsed back into my situation. That's very unfortunate. That made it seem like it was something
else. It's not as bad as y'all.
It's not that bad.
It's not my drug shit, but
I don't know. I think that I appreciate you taking it. You look so funky without your do-rag.
What does that mean?
Just because I was looking at you all day with it. Oh, and now it's like so you took it off.
Okay, I'll feel you. Fuck. Funky.
Funky.
Okay, damn it.
But I don't know. You and Cass, you guys just got so mad at me. What I told you was going to happen. I told you from the very start that, if this person decides to come back, I'm not going to say no.
Okay. Well, I would say to that.
And that's where I still stand, by the way, but you know, whatever.
Yeah, you know. I would say to that, that it's because to us, you sound like someone who's trapped because she doesn't know. She doesn't know what else is out there. So she's just staying for what's comfortable. And we're saying that for you to grow as a person, you can't be stuck on what's comfortable because what's comfortable is what's putting you in pain. So as a person that we're thinking that you are trying to be a person who like wants to grow and become a better version of yourself, the best thing to do would be not to go back at all.
Right.
But you have clearly put it that that's not your mission. Your mission is to keep that person. So
I think what you were saying earlier, it's like the fear of abandonment. I think that plays a huge role.
I think so too.
In the situation.
But
because it is a comfort thing. And it's a no, you're not leaving me. If I want out, I decide. You know, I leave you, you don't leave me.
But we understood that ahead of time. That's why we are trying.
Okay, but I'm stupid.
Okay. But when you say that, that's what we're saying. Like, do you want a stupid person to make stupid decisions for them, for themselves? Or do you want smart people to come in and help the stupid people so she doesn't remain stupid? That's where we're at. Because we know it's an abandonment thing. We've been know that. Actually, Kaz is the one who put it into perspective for me. I was just grabbing shit, but he really put it together. And I was like, well, if we step up and be that blanket, then she wouldn't feel like she needs to go back to him and then feel like she's abandoned because we always got her. It's not based on if we were dating. We are just cool as fuck. So we want you to feel like you always have somewhere to go. So that's why we were trying so hard to be like, okay, cut him off so you can come where it's cool. We ain't, like, we're not trying to date you. We're not trying to fucking give you a hard time. We're not about the bad vibes. We just want you to feel safe so you can grow into the person that we think you can be or should be. So that's why we were pushing so hard to be in that spot.
I'm just fucked up. Okay. I have nothing else to say. I'm just fucked up. I've been fucked up since day one, honey.
I get that. Like, why can't you let us help you?
It's also like, I don't like letting people in. Mm-hmm. There's like, I could count on my hands how many people, it's like 3 people that I really, no, you know what? I would say 1 now because the other 2 I don't have anymore. So I would just say 1 person that I really, really just tell everything to and open up to about everything. Mm-hmm. So it's like a, I don't want to take on an, I feel like I know her. I don't know why. I take on, like, I don't want to take on that and then also, then just be left again. So it's more of like a, who I have right now is who I have and who I want. I don't want anyone else.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Sorry. So that's why maybe I'm clinging on to this person. Mm-hmm. Because I, no matter what you tell me, literally it doesn't matter. It's like going in one ear and out the other. Mm. Like you said, at the end of the day, I'm just going to do what I want.
True.
Even if it's not what is
right for you.
Yeah.
Now, I get that completely. I mean, it doesn't make, let me take that. I can understand what you're saying because it makes sense, but like logically it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. So we get that. So whoever's listening to this podcast is going to really think you're fucking crazy. I know. Have to say that out loud, bro. They're going to be like, what the fuck? But I get that. And now that we've cleared that up, I know how to, like, maneuver.
Because when you say, like, when I come to you about my problems, you say, oh, well, okay, then I just won't give you solutions anymore. That's not what I want. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking for the same energy, the same everything that you've been, you know, how you've been helping me. But I don't want you or Cass to take it on and make it, I don't want to make you guys feel like it's your problem too. So then when I do go back, if I go back, if, you know, whatever, you guys aren't like,
hurt.
Yeah, and obviously you guys are going to be like, well, what the fuck, like all that time was wasted, whatever. But I don't want you guys to be like how it is now. You know what I mean? Like how you guys took it on your own, trying, you know, whatever you guys did.
To make you feel better and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, but now, like, I don't know.
Explain, bro. You're on the podcast, bro.
I don't know how to explain what I'm thinking. What I'm thunking. I'm just crazy.
I feel that. Well, I mean, I really don't know what you want me to do.
New topic. let's talk about social media.
Okay, what do you want to talk about social media?
Do you think it's a good or bad tool?
I think it's a great tool. It's great. It exposes a lot of people for who they are and what they do. And I think that's really needed because TV media is fucking atrocious.
Okay, so let me ask you.
Okay.
If you could go back and live your teen years and maybe the 2010s when social media, you know, when it was just like MySpace or maybe even further, like the 90s where there was absolutely no social media. Would you do that?
Definitely not. I wouldn't do that because I feel like I said, the problem with people is that you can't really know if they're fake or they're not. By looking at their history on social media and seeing what they like and not like, it exposes who they are. And you can't hide that from everyone. Unless you stop being you on the internet, then you're going to expose yourself. So if you say, like, I'm a Christian gal, and I go to your page and you like, for you, porn, 18 plus, like, all their fucking things, obviously, like, you're exposed, you feel me?
Right.
So, I feel like that's better because then I can see you for who you are and see if I want to be around that person or not.
So you use social media as a form of who are you? Okay.
Yep.
So you don't get to know people in person. You just base them off their social media?
No. Of course, I get to know them in person. But, like, once I get to know them, like, let's say I'm like, hey, like, what's up? And you're like, what's up? And I'm like, what's your snap? And you're like, okay. Or you're, let's say Twitter. I'm like, give me your Twitter. And I'll be like, okay, I'll follow you on Twitter. And I go to your shit. And then you're like, KKK white supremacist. And I'm like, well.
That's a very...
like, all right.
I understand, though.
Yeah. So then it's like, well, I won't be associating with you.
Right.
And then that's it.
Okay.
Easy.
That's my aunt. Hold on. Can you pause it?
Yeah, I can. Hold on, guys. Intermission.
Hello? Okay. I forgot what we were talking about.
Social media.
What was the last thing I was saying?
I was talking about...
Oh, I remember what I wanted to ask.
Okay.
Okay, let's say you meet someone in person, right?
Okay.
And then you ask them, oh, what's your Instagram or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Do you... Okay, and let's say they're trying to start a clothing brand.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
They have a specific character that they play when they are, like... I guess marketing.
Yeah.
And, you know, posting about their stuff. There's a character they play.
Uh-huh.
Do you find that weird when people play a certain character? Because... Kylie Jenner has talked about it,
mm-hmm.
where she's like, I feel like I have to play a character on social media,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like I have to be that person on social media. I can't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like Hannah Montana thing.
Yeah.
Like, she's Hannah on stage, but in real life, she's, mm-hmm. like, a different person.
Yeah, I can feel that. I don't find it weird because... It's all about, like, it's probably, like, against her, how can I say it? Like, she probably wasn't thinking about it ahead of time, like, how big they were gonna get. But, like, it's all about who you portray on the internet when you're starting out, because that's what people get to know, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she wanted to act like, let's say, Hannah Montana wanted to act like Hannah Montana.
Mm-hmm.
So she was, like, Hannah Montana on the internet.
Right.
And then she was finally like, you know what? Hannah Montana's not even me. It's not even my true self, so I don't want to be it. But she's already matured. She matured later, but everyone already knows her for her beginning shit. You know,
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So, like, she has to continue playing to that shit so she hits the same audience.
Right.
So, I don't think that it's weird. I would just say, like, plan accordingly. Like, if you're going to be yourself, like, let people know that you're a changing person and that you're right now this is you and you're going to keep growing.
You know who I feel is, like, a character?
Who?
Tana Mongeau.
Who's Tana Mongeau?
You don't know who Tana Mongeau? The girl who, like, fake married Jake Paul.
Oh.
I don't know if you, like, follow her or anything. I'm assuming don't. You don't.
No, fuck Jake Paul. Unless you want to give me some checks, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You're stupid. Okay. I feel like she's a very different person in real life than on social media. I feel like a lot of social media... celebrities are,
mm-hmm.
and that's just a character they're playing.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Jake Paul is actually a good person in real
no
life?
That's an exception.
What about Logan?
No.
Oh, fuck.
There's obviously not all of them are playing characters.
Yeah,
but
who do you think plays, like, I mean, I know you said her, but who else do you think plays a character?
I don't know. I never really thought about it. There's a lot of people that don't, and I can just tell that they don't.
Mm.
I think another person that plays a character is, like, Trisha Paytas.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
There's no way she's really that ignorant.
Well, I was about to say, you know those two guys? The two, like, I think they're from Europe. And they're, like, blonde. They have the hair up. And they're, like, Mona Lisa. Instead of, like, the Mona Lisa and shit.
No.
You never seen that TikTok?
Mm-mm.
They're like, it's like...
Oh, and they're like, Da Vinci?
Yeah, Da Vinci. And like, when they'll run up to them, like, people see them in real life, they're like, can you say it? And like, you must feel like such, like, you're famous for saying shit wrong. So now you gotta be like, Da Vinci? Your whole fucking life.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, can you say it? It's like,
Now you just look like an idiot.
Plan accordingly. That's exactly what I would say. Because now they're going to live their whole life. And then finally they're going to be like, you're actually normal people. And then no one's going to fucking care. Fuck with them no more. So, that's another one. That's a big one, actually.
I think a person who... This might be as like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. I feel like a person who plays a character too is David Dobrik.
Ooh, T. Why? Why do you feel that way?
Why did you say it like that?
T. David, if you want to pass me a Tesla, hey, pass it to me. This one's on your ass.
Don't get me wrong. I think he's a good person.
Uh-huh.
I think that he... Stop. I think he's a good person.
Don't think about the Tesla, girl. Just speak the truth.
I think he's a good person. I think when he is vlogging, mm-hmm. he's playing this character of, like, I guess, like, an instigator. Okay. I don't think he's really like that. I think he's a very genuine person. He's just playing a role for his vlogs. Mm-hmm. To make them more entertaining. Mm. Now, on social media, mm-hmm. like when he's posting on Instagram, mm-hmm. I don't think that's him being a character. I think that's him, like, actually being genuine. Yeah, mm. being himself.
Mm. I see.
So I think he's only playing a character in his vlogs.
Well, since, you know, that brings us back in full circle because you do vlogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you keep your vlogs entertaining? Do you play characters?
Oh, no, they're not entertaining.
People are trying to find you and watch your videos.
Don't get me wrong.
You are sending them away.
Don't get it twisted. They're not entertaining.
What do we see? Like, vlogs of you doing what?
Nothing. It's just me sitting in a room staring at the camera.
And you be talking to it?
No, I just stare. I'm just kidding.
This sounds like good content, bro. You might have to actually drop a tape like that. Just like...
No breathing.
Oh, no breathing? Holy shit.
Maybe I am crazy. I don't know. I don't think my videos are entertaining. That's why I don't want to upload the one I have ready.
I see, but like... I don't think my videos are entertaining either. But I will say that you are not the market. So that's what it always comes down to. Like, just because we might think that's
I feel like if I don't find it entertaining, I want to like it before I put it out.
I could feel that.
Which is why I won't put out the video that I have ready to upload.
So you're not going to let the people hear, see?
No.
Like, we are fiending for some I Hate Shan. We are all fiending.
Right. No. I still can't believe my aunt called me and was like, I know where she lives.
God, no, that's crazy.
She's psycho.
Must run the family.
I know where she lives. Okay.
Yeah. Did I even talk? Okay. Well.
What time is it?
Like, about to be 6.
Oh, okay.
I
came up with the last two topics. It's your turn.
Okay. I'll think of some. Okay. So I have a question for you.
Mm.
So, if you...
Oh, God.
Why you say, oh, God, I just said if you...
If you...
Mm-hmm. Could talk to yourself in the past. Let's say 2 years in the past. What would you say?
We have to go a little further.
I think 2 years is just the perfect time for you to talk to yourself. What would you say to yourself?
Okay, so there's going to be a guy who asks you to go to prom. Say no. I'm just kidding.
I really don't think you were.
No, I am.
Okay.
God. 2018 Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Get your shit together.
Oh.
Get it together so you don't have to do it later. Do it now so you don't have to do it later.
Wait, I heard it's not too late.
Yeah, but wouldn't it have been nice if she did it I don't have to do it?
You're so fucking lazy. It's so crazy. Oh my God. All right, what if you talk to yourself in the future 2 years?
God, bitch, how are things? Please tell me that you did the thing that we were supposed to do 5 years ago.
Fuck. That was quick maths. Wait. Oh, yeah. That was real quick. You said five. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's four, but...
No, because he said 2019, and then it's 2020, and then two more. Oh, shit. It was four. Let me down, bro. That was like a fucking fool.
What would you do? Okay, this is a question I like to ask a lot of people.
Okay.
If you could go back to fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
with all the knowledge you have now,
mm-hmm.
what would you do differently?
In fifth grade, I was selling candy for like one for two.
Not necessarily like in, not necessarily starting in fifth grade. But you just knew everything that you know now.
Yeah, I know. The reason why I'm saying that is because at a time I had $1,000 from selling candy in fifth grade. And so what I would have done is I would have tried to find like, or talked to my brothers about like investing in stocks, and I would have bought fucking like 91 shares of fucking either Apple, Amazon, or fucking Coca-Cola. And then by the time it went to now, I would have not been where I am right now. I probably would have been so fucking far off rich. It would have been ridiculous. So I probably would have done that.
That's interesting. You had $1,000.
Yeah, I had $1,000.
As a 10-year-old?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I hit $1,000 twice. I hit it in fifth grade and I hit it in eighth grade.
Jesus Christ. I used to steal money from my parents.
Wow. Yeah, I couldn't do that because my parents had fucking hands. I'm like, what? I'd be like, oh my nose.
My dad used to beat me one time. Not like that, but yeah. One time.
my dad used to beat me.
One time when I was a kid. I guess I pissed him off enough. This is when he could still walk, but this is when I guess him off enough.
Mm.
And like I ran screaming into my room and went under my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, my childhood bed, it was, I think it was like a full
mm-hmm.
something
mm-hmm.
or a twin. I don't know. It had like, you know, those drawers, how it had like the bed frames, they have drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Half of it had a drawer,
mm-hmm.
like drawers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half you could go under.
Mm-hmm.
So I went under that all the way to the back,
mm-hmm.
like all, like pretty far.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh my God, please don't come in my room. Please don't come in my room. Of course it's going to come in my room because yeah. we're almost going to fucking hide.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just see him like get down on all fours and just look under the bed. The that scariest. Was so
scary, yeah.
And he drags me out
mm.
and just hit me with his cane.
With his cane? God
He's like
damn.
On my ass. I was like, God. Yeah, fun times.
Fuck. Your dad probably laughing right now. I remember that. I sure did beat the fuck out of her. That's funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
Were you a troublesome child?
I think I just annoyed them.
Fuck. Some things don't ever change.
When I was a kid.
Huh? What'd you say?
Fuck you. When I was a kid, I didn't get into trouble. I just was annoying, which I can understand.
Mm. Do you think you're annoying now?
Yeah.
What do you think makes you annoying?
Just being alive.
Would you consider like your other family members annoying?
Yeah.
So it's like a similar. Was your dad annoying?
No.
So it's just like a mom trait thing?
She's not annoying.
So I'm confused. So who was annoying?
My sister. And my grandma.
So skip some generations.
I love my grandma, but God. Damn.
You better hope she had never hear this shit. She ain't passed you a 20 ever, bro. She'd be like, I can't hear, but I heard what the fuck you said.
Brandon.
This is really great. This is a great podcast, really. Is that ASMR?
Yeah.
That is a laptop the MacBook Pro and now Air.
Hi guys.
Fuck.
Welcome back.
How do you feel this podcast went?
I think I shared too much. I think I overshared.
I think you shared just the right amount. Just enough for the people to really understand who Shannon is.
Crazy.
I didn't say all that. Is that how you think you are?
You've been telling me I'm crazy for the past 2 days. It's starting to get to me.
I think you're whatever you think you are. My mom used to tell me, listen.
Oh my god. I don't want advice from your mom.
Yeah, it's not really a good advice from. But she said,
and we're gonna get it anyway.
Yeah. It's not what I... It's not what you call me. It's what I respond to. So if I call you crazy, shit don't matter. It's about what you think you are that matters.
But I think I am crazy.
Well then. Damn.
Don't you have work in like 10 minutes?
I have work in like... an hour. Anyway, I think that's cool for the podcast.
How long were we podcasting?
Maybe for like 30, 40
minutes.
How long
were we casting?
How long were we on the potty?
Yeah, how long were we on the potty?
I think like 40 minutes. I'll find out right now. Yeah. You guys gotta stay with me. 15 minutes in the last one. Yeah, around 30 minutes.
All right.
Well.
All right. Follow me on Instagram.
What's your Instagram? Plug everything in. Let's do it now so we can get everything out of the way.
IHYShan.
Just like your YouTube?
Yeah, just like my YouTube.
Whoa. What about your Twitter?
Same thing.
Whoa. She got all the names. I guess you can find me at.
My Cash App is the same, too, with three.
Yeah, we didn't
with
ask
three
for
three N's,
my,
though.
My fans don't do that.
It's the same.
My family don't do that.
Bro. I'll send you, like, feet pics. I won't, but you can send me money for no reason and I'll take it. Thank you.
And y'all know where to find me. You can find me at
also my Venmo. My Venmo is the same.
She has real issues, bro. That's
what... and Zelle. I have Zelle too.
Your Zelle isn't even the same.
And
as
if
your
you
name.
Want my bank account number so you can directly put money into my
Jesus
bank account.
Christ.
Just let me know.
Well, I think my fans had just enough of Shannon. So, hey, I hope y'all all have a nice, blessed day.
Tonight.
I mean, depending on where you're reading. We get Australian listeners.
That's day. True. Day, night, morning, evening, dusk,
that.
Dawn.
Drink water. Stay warm.
Wear a fucking mask.
Wear a mask, please. I had to give some hobo lady a mask yesterday. It was a highlight of my day, honestly. So
doing God's work.
All the time. Anyway, that's all we got for y'all.
Wait, I kind of want to talk about manifestation.
Okay, we could do that. We'll do the last, we'll do another 15. That's